Hello and welcome to the Health Headlines Unpeeled podcast, where we peel back the science behind the headlines to help you make informed decisions about your health, nutrition, fitness, and well-being to lead a more productive and satisfying life. I'm Stephen Clark.
And I'm Jill Joyce, and we are excited to begin the next episode of Health Headlines Unpeeled from the Department of Nutritional Sciences at Oklahoma State University. So I'm going to ask it first this time. How are you today, Stephen?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm looking forward to a trip that I'm getting ready to take up to Idaho, where it is a whopping 105 degrees right now. It's very strange. It's like our weather here in Oklahoma has switched with the Pacific Northwest. They're steamy, and we are just wet.
Yeah.
And, well, we're wet and it's still hot here,
but yeah, it's muggy.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to going up there. It's actually, I'm going to a wedding of a former student. He's a fantastic kid. One of the first guys that I actually met when I came onto the faculty here, and we've stayed in touch. It's one of those really rewarding parts of being a faculty member.
Yay. Well, congratulations to them.
Yeah. And I think you've experienced that same thing, right?
Yep. Yep. That's how I know I've made it. I've impacted my students that much that, you know, they would let me do that.
Yeah, it means a lot, and that's why we do this job, right?
Mm-hmm.
In this week's interview, you spoke with Kennedy Robinson, who I think you interviewed before.
Yes.
On the topic of eating out and the impact of eating out, and we're talking about eating out, I assume, sort of commercially.
Yes.
Is that the term I should use?
Yeah, it talks about eating food prepared away from your home, which a lot of us really just refer to as eating out.
Yeah, good distinction there. So we're really looking at the impact of eating out on overall health.
Yeah. All right, let's listen to the interview.
So Kennedy, what is the headline that we're going to talk about this week?
So this week's headline is certainly one that gets an A+ in terms of clickbaiting. It reads, "This one eating habit raises your risk of early death by 50%, says study." And I'm sure we've all seen one like this or one that's similar. This one was written by Keenan Mayo. He's a lifestyle journalist at Eat This, Not That. He's interviewed many physicians and researchers that focus on metabolism and, of course, registered dietitians. So he probably has been in tune with a lot of the modern research that pertains to food and healthy lifestyles, hence the reason for this article.
Can you give us a quick rundown of the headline? What did the article have to say?
So the main claim of this headline article is that frequent consumption of restaurant food is linked to early death. This comes from, one, the general assumption that restaurant food is typically an unhealthy option, and that's considering that the options that they provide are usually provide excess calories from fat, sodium, and sugar. So that assumption is not too far off. And then second, the evidence-based claim from a study that reviewed 15 years worth of dietary behavior of the U.S. population. So there is some science behind it as well.
You are definitely right on the kind of drew me in with the headline. And now I'm slightly terrified because my husband likes to eat out a lot. And I'm easily
persuaded
to eat out a lot. So I'm not going to lie. We do eat out. Definitely not every day and not a ton. And, you know, you can eat healthily while eating out, but we do eat out a decent amount. And I don't eat as healthy when we eat out as I'd like to, all of it. But so you have me hooked. I'm interested. You've told us about the headline. Can you now tell us a little bit about the study that it was referring to? What was the purpose? What did they do? What did they find? All that jazz.
Okay, yeah. So the study that was referenced, it was titled "The Association Between Frequency of Eating Away from Home Meals and the Risk of All-Cause and Cause-Specific Mortality." This was a study that was published in the Journal of Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics in January of 2021. This study was mainly done to investigate the big question: is eating food made away from home linked to higher mortality rates? Or in other words, would this food increase the likelihood of someone dying? So in order to test this big question, the researchers took data from the National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey, which we'll call NHANES, which is what it's referred to. It's actually just a big ongoing national survey of the U.S. population, and it's done to be very representative of the U.S. as a whole. So it looks at our health status and our nutrition habits, and that way researchers can take those and then look for a connection between the two. From the survey, they were able to compile a sample of 35,084 individuals. They were all 20 years or older, and they had their meal frequencies reported to NHANES from 1999 up until 2014. The ones that were excluded from the studies were those that had cardiovascular diseases or cancer at baseline. And additionally, anyone that died within 1 year of that baseline examination, they were also excluded from this study. So with that, you just kind of know that everybody in the beginning, it was an equal playing field. Everybody had were the same in terms of the outcomes from the beginning. So during the survey, the participants were asked questions pertaining to their everyday food choices. You know, just how many times per week do you eat out? How many meals in the last 7 days were from a restaurant, takeout, delivery, food stands, or even vending machines? These questions were asked during interviews, and they also included questions on their usual diet, the overall age, race, education, income, whether or not they were cigarette smokers, their alcohol intake, and also physical activity levels. Because all these things do impact how long you live and your risk of dying from heart disease and especially cancer. So they had to control for these. And based on the average diet that was taken, scores were given for diet quality and how healthy their diet was based on the average. And the researchers were able to find that those who frequently ate out had lower dietary quality scores, which basically means your nutrition will suffer when you eat out frequently. When the researchers compared those who ate out the most, which was 2 times per day or more, to those who ate out the least, which was 1 time or less per week, the group who ate out 2 or more times, they had a 49% increased risk of mortality compared to those who ate out fewer, which was the 1 or fewer times a week. And this was also after adjusting for those things that we mentioned earlier that could impact the risk aside from eating out, like age, race, education, those things. They controlled for those as well.
So basically, there's this massive national survey that looks at what we eat and our health status. And researchers looked at individuals who didn't have heart disease and cancer, because we were looking to see if people developed those things and died from them. So they looked at their diets and they looked at how often they ate out. And they found that people who eat out 2 or more times per day compared to people who eat out 1 time or less per week, the people who ate out more often were at 49% increased risk of mortality across the board. This increase in your risk of dying from eating a lot of takeout, let's be honest, 2 times per day takeout food made away from home, that's a lot. That's more than the average kind of U.S. population eats out. So this, we mean a lot. When we say your risk of mortality increases from eating out a lot, we mean a lot, multiple times a day, every day. Do take that into consideration when hearing this, that that's a lot. But you might be thinking too, well, you know, just because they eat out a lot, I mean, what about other things that might increase their risk of mortality or dying? And this study did a pretty good job of controlling for those kinds of things, like your age, genetics and ethnicity, education, your income level, cigarette smoking, alcohol intake, physical activity. Those are all the things we would want to look at, because those things all increase your risk of cardiovascular disease, cancer, dying. So they controlled for a lot of good stuff, stuff I would want them to control for. So, Kennedy, we've heard the headline. We've now also heard what the study actually did and found. Now let's reconcile the two. So how accurate was the headline in translating and presenting the study findings?
Well, ultimately, the consumption of food prepared away from home will have increased fat, sodium, and sugar levels that can all lead to the development of disease biomarkers. So like you said, most studies, we should just take this information with a grain of salt. So yes, there is an association, but it's only for very frequent consumption. And in this study, that is defined as 2 or more meals per day each week, which again is a lot. So this may or may not be something that you deal with. However, the inverse effect that eating away from home has with diet quality scores, the less you eat out, the healthier choices you are more likely to be making. So when it comes to the accuracy of the headline and summarizing and reporting on the study, overall, Keenan Mayo found a really good study to back up his claims in the headline article. The only issue was that the headline does not mention who will see the increase in risk of mortality compared to who. So readers don't really know if this applies to them. And even though this is a strong observational study being quoted, it does not mean for sure that eating out causes you to die earlier. We just see that it might. But the take-home message of eating food made away from home less often can still be used to implement better health and eating habits in the reader's lives.
Very true. Very true. Some of those reasons why eating at home typically increases your dietary quality, because for our listeners, this is my jam right here. Dietary quality, scoring how healthy your diet is. I live for that. It sounds terrible probably to some of you. You probably don't want to know your scores. But if you ever do, let me know. I love doing it. I give you a letter grade basically out of 100 points. And we do find that when you eat at home, you have more control and you tend to be more cognizant of what you're putting in there. You can control your portion size. You can control the ingredients. And when you eat away from home, they're trying to make it very appealing and pleasing and palatable. And what does that? Fat, sodium, sugar. So you're going to find it's a little higher in those foods because they want you to keep coming back and buying more. So that's probably why those scores decreased as eating out increased. So take home message, Kennedy, it sounds like we should be aware of how much we're eating out and maybe work on cutting back on that a little bit.
That sounds good.
It should make us a little healthier, hopefully. All right. Well, that's all we got for you today. Thank you, listeners, for letting us at Oklahoma State in Nutritional Sciences unpeel this headline with you. And we hope that you'll join us again next time as we pull back the peel on even more health headlines. Have a good one, everyone.
All right. Well, once again, Kennedy did a fantastic job talking about this study. What do you see as one of the most important takeaways from this work?
I think and you'll probably hear me say this a lot, it reinforces what we as dietitians and other health professionals typically tell you to do. Try not to eat out a ton during the week. I mean, it is absolutely okay to eat out, just as this study shows, maybe don't do it 2 times a day. You know, maybe eat out a couple times a week. Like my husband and I like to limit it to Friday and Saturday nights. That's our treat, and we get to eat out. And there are lots of reasons for that. When you cook at home, studies show that you tend to have a healthier diet, eat out a little bit less. And you can probably guess why that is. You control it a lot more. So eat out a little bit less.
Yeah. I mean, interesting, right? So over the last 15, 16 months of COVID land, I think a lot of us did change our behaviors as it relates to eating out. And obviously that had some negative consequences for our restaurant owners, which is really tough. But it'll be interesting to see long term if there are consequences and if we did make any long term changes in our dietary habits that actually reduce risk of chronic disease.
Yeah, I'll be very interested to see that.
Yeah, unfortunately, lots of good stuff to come from a pretty horrible experience. And we will have learned a lot, I think.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, this comes once again to our food pun fun. So what do you have for us today?
Well, to make you want takeout more, yeah. Thank you for letting me talk about it.
I think it's enough just to say, have a good day.
Oh, yay.
Period.
Okay. Well, on that note, we just want to thank our listeners for letting us unpeel health headlines with you. We hope that you join us in our next episode where we'll peel back the science behind the headlines. Until then, thanks for listening.
On behalf of the Department of Nutritional Sciences at Oklahoma State University, thank you for listening, and we'll talk again soon. Cheers.